Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Melissa, we need to decide which restaurant will cater the food for our upcoming awards banquet for employees. I want to make sure there are suitable options for everyone.
How about the Milani restaurant? It has a wide selection, and some of its dishes don't contain any meat. I know we have quite a few vegetarians on staff.
That's perfect. Could you please send me the final headcount of attendees for the event so that I know how much food to order?
Number 32. What kind of event are the speakers planning? Number 33. What does the woman say about the Milani restaurant? Number 34. What is the woman asked to send? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to Cycle World. How may I help you?
Hello, I purchased a bicycle and repair kit here at your shop yesterday, model 134R. However, when I got it home, I noticed a problem.
Could you tell me more about the issue?
Yes, the repair kit was supposed to come with a screwdriver, but it wasn't in the box.
I'm sorry about that. That tool has a special design so that it can only be used with that particular model.
Right, so I stopped by to get one.
Unfortunately, we'll have to order more from the manufacturer. Please give me your phone number and we'll call you as soon as we have one.
Number 35. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 36. According to the woman, what is the problem? Number 37. What is the woman asked to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation. Janet, one of the servers just told me that she input the wrong information into the system. The steak you are cooking should be well done, not medium rare.
That's for table 5, right?
Yes.
All right. That reminds me that I need to talk to the kitchen manager about ordering more beef. We're running low.
Good thinking. Oh, and can you stay late today after your lunch shift ends? I'm moving tomorrow, so I want to leave early.
Well, I have to visit the doctor at 4.
I understand. Number 38. What kind of job do the speakers most likely have? Number 39. Why will the woman speak to a manager? Number 40. What does the woman imply when she says,
I have to visit the doctor at 4.
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Sahori, have the new projector and digital speakers been delivered yet?
Not yet. I placed the order last week, but unfortunately, I made an error on the electronic store's website. I typed in the wrong building number for our address. I called the company today, and they said they can drop off the items tomorrow.
Do you know what time? We're supposed to give a sales pitch to the representatives from Connery Incorporated tomorrow.
Don't worry. The items will be here by 10 a.m., and the clients aren't coming until late in the afternoon.
Number 41. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 42. What problem does the woman mention? Number 43. What is scheduled for tomorrow? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'd like to reserve a single room for tonight.
Let me check to see what is available at the moment. We might not be able to accommodate your request because there are so many people in town for the Summer Rock Music Festival.
That doesn't surprise me. This is the third hotel I've called. I was planning to return home today, but I've been invited to stay for an important meal with company executives at noon tomorrow.
I see. I've already searched for single rooms. There's a double room on the fifth floor.
I'll take it.
Number 44. According to the man, what might cause a problem for the woman? Number 45. What does the woman plan to do tomorrow? Number 46. Why does the man say, "There's a double room on the fifth floor"? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Mr. Schwartz. Thanks for attending this interview. I know the readers of my newspaper, the Highgate Times, have been hearing a lot of rumors that you're closing down your facility in Highgate. Is that true?
No, it's not. The factory will remain open. There was confusion because we're planning to shut down our Redwood call center branch in October. We're outsourcing those services to an overseas company to lower our company's operating costs.
So there will still be a loss of jobs domestically, right?
Yes, but it's better for customers. They will now be able to call our helpline 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Number 47. What most likely is the woman's occupation? Number 48. According to the man, what will happen in October? Number 49. What benefit does the man say will be available to customers? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Thanks for helping with the planning of the launch event for our new laundry detergent.
We're happy to help. I think we can learn from the mistakes made last year when we introduced our new line of stain removal products.
I agree. The room that we rented at the Collins Convention Center was not large enough to accommodate the number of people who showed up.
The Rosemont Plaza has recently opened downtown, and I've heard that it features modern facilities and a large ballroom for up to 300 people.
That might be the perfect place for us. Reggie, could you call the plaza and find out approximately how much it would cost to use one of their rooms?
Certainly. I'll take care of that today. Number 50. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 51. What problem occurred at the last year's event? Number 52. What does Reggie agree to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation. Good afternoon. I'm interested in renting a space at your upcoming International Arts Festival. I operate a small gallery, so I want to promote my business with a booth there. It's my first time participating in this event, so I'm not sure what to do.
You can register on our website, and it only takes a few minutes. On the online form, you'll be asked your location preference. You could download a map of the festival's layout so you know where everything is.
Thank you. I'll do that. And would you mind sending me a sample of the rental agreement?
I'd be happy to. What email address should I send it to?
Number 53. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 54. What does the woman recommend? Number 55. What does the man request? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good morning, and thank you for participating in this video conference. Our aim today is to talk about the education program we're developing to encourage voting in small communities. Nicholas here at my office and Hannah from the Kingston branch will present their ideas. Hannah, do you have a preference?
Nicholas can go first.
All right. Go ahead, Nicholas.
Good morning. I've analyzed voting rates by age, which I've compiled on this graph. And, Hannah, do you have something to say?
I don't mean to interrupt, but I just see a black screen.
Oh, it isn't showing the graph? It might be a problem on our end.
Let's restart the computer to see if that solves the problem.
Number 56. In what industry do the speakers most likely work? Number 57. What problem does Hannah mention? Number 58. What does the man suggest? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for calling Truxton Appliances. How may I help you?
Hello. I'm wondering if you sell individual replacement parts for your devices. The lid on my blender has cracked, so I'd like to order a new one.
Could you tell me what brand and model it is?
Yes, it's a Tyson 560. I purchased it from your shop about 3 months ago.
Oh, in that case, it will still be under warranty. You can get the component for free by presenting the original receipt. Or if you paid by credit card, we can look it up from your card number.
Fantastic. I'll come to the store later today with my card.
Number 59. Where does the man work? Number 60. What is the purpose of the woman's call? Number 61. What does the woman plan to bring? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and coupon.
Wayne, since you missed this morning's staff meeting, you probably haven't heard the news. Angela in the Public Relations Department is transferring to the Westland branch at the end of next week.
Oh, that's so soon. She must be excited, though.
She is. And I was thinking that we should throw a small farewell party for her. We could order some refreshments from a local catering company.
I recently received a coupon from Prairie Catering. Let me see. Here it is.
Perfect. Angela really likes muffins, so let's order some of those.
Okay. And we should decorate the room with streamers and lights to make it more festive. I'll buy those after work today. Number 62. What news does the woman tell the man about? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which discount will the speakers receive? Number 64. What does the man offer to do? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and website.
You've reached Katrina's. How may I help you?
Hello. I'd like to order 5 medium and 5 large t-shirts in navy blue.
All right. Do you need anything printed on the shirts?
Yes, I'll send you a graphic with my company's logo. My co-workers and I are participating in a 10-kilometer race. Since we're representing our company, it's important for the color of both sizes to be exactly the same.
They're all made from the same fabric, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Great. I'd like to pick them up on Friday around 8 p.m.
Well, this branch is only open until 7 p.m. Would that work for you?
Number 65. What kind of business does the woman work for? Number 66. According to the man, what is important? Number 67. Look at the graphic. At which location does the woman work? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and sign.
Excuse me, do you use this bus route regularly? I'm trying to get to the Natural History Museum.
I think the best way to get there is by taking the Moreno Boulevard bus. It's the most direct route, so it doesn't take very long.
Thanks. This is my first time in San Francisco. I'm supposed to perform an inspection at one of my company's factories this afternoon, but I have the morning to myself.
You should know that the museum has its own smartphone app. You can download it for free, and it will give you further details about the displays. Number 68. Look at the graphic. Which bus does the man recommend? Number 69. Why did the woman travel to San Francisco? Number 70. According to the man, what is available on the museum's app?